You're listening to episode number 1811 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Howdy ho.
So
and
we're
heidi ho.
Heidi ho.
What's howdy ho? Well, I don't know. That
it's heidi ho, good neighbor. And then I don't know who you're calling a ho besides Heidi. Anyway, apologies to anybody named Heidi that listens to this podcast. So, pumpkin spice latte chai deodorant. I mean, can you believe it? It's crazy.
I think they've gone too far.
You think? Pumpkin
now,
spice
back
latte.
In the day, you know, and occasionally women will still put a drop of vanilla behind their ears.
I could do the vanilla
That's
thing.
That's one thing.
The pumpkin? Nah, no. Have you ever been tempted? I know you're a pumpkin spice person. Have you ever been tempted a little pumpkin extract? First off, pumpkin's not a spice. Pumpkin is a damn squash, okay? There you go. I'm just saying it right now. So of all these things, tell me, which pumpkin spice things have you experienced?
I got a list.
Okay.
All right.
I got a list.
Okay.
Kit Kat bars, pumpkin spice.
I have not.
Kettle corn.
I have not. Ooh, but they both sound really tasty.
Bath bomb.
I have not.
Pumpkin spice.
I don't have a good
bath
bathtub.
Bomb. Hand lotion. I know you've done the hand lotion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right on.
Duh.
How about pumpkin chai poo-pourri?
Poo-pourri?
Yeah, poo-pourri.
No, I haven't had the pumpkin spice poo-pourri.
I'm not talking about potpourri. I'm talking about
poo-pourri.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's the poop stuff.
That's good stuff, too.
Well, good
I'm not
for
a big
you.
Fan of the original.
Hand sanitizer, cream cheese. Have you tried the cream cheese?
Oh, my goodness sakes, yes.
The Pop-Tarts?
Hello.
Have you tried the Pop-Tarts?
No. Yeah. See, you're telling me things I didn't know about.
There's now a face mask. Jeez. A body mist. And
body mist, yes. Yes.
Scented toilet paper available for $7 a roll on Amazon.
Nope.
Mic drop, man. Mic drop. Pumpkin spice. It's crazy.
It's unfortunately,
it's crazy.
I hearken back to the days of yore when it used to be just special.
It's not a spice.
It's not
it's
special
a squash.
Anymore. It's still special.
I mean, come
me,
on but. Now. How special is it's the great pumpkin spice, Charlie Brown. Not special.
Well, I kind of like that, but okay.
Not special. All right, we're out of here. No, we're not out of here.
No, we're
not. Dang it. We still have to do the news. I forgot all about that.
You're overwhelmed
here,
with
we've
pumpkin
blown
spice.
3 minutes. It's time for the news. What's going on?
Good grief. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle. They've signed a deal with Netflix.
What?
Yeah.
I knew it. They wanted to give up their crowns or their tiaras or whatever to become movie stars.
The couple, otherwise known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, have been pitching movies and TV ideas around town. And finally,
they landed
a deal at the streaming service, Netflix.
Well, you know, they must have good agents, is all I can say.
Of course.
And they did this while the pandemic was going on. They're just like us. They were out knocking on doors, pitching shows and movies to Netflix and others, I'm sure, others. Netflix is just the one that picked them up.
It was probably mostly done by email.
It was probably by Zoom. Yeah.
Zooms and emails and so on and so forth.
By the way, speaking of Zoom, do you know that Target now sells above-the-waist clothes for work?
Come on.
No, I kid you not. It's a call. I think everything but the pants.
Above the waist
jewelry.
Clothes, it's called a t-shirt.
No, for your Zoom. Business attire. They're selling it now. Everything but the bottoms. Yeah. So jewelry and there's hair, accoutrement, and makeup and, you know, outfits from the waist up. I kid you not. It's a whole line at Target right now. Probably right next to the Hearth and Hand.
You just render me speechless.
Anyway.
Because just about everything that you would put on, with the exception of not putting on a skirt or pants, is above the freaking waist.
That's the thing. It's all for Zoom.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's all for working from home.
People fall for this?
I guess. I don't know.
Who thought this was a good idea?
Why would you buy pants today? If you're working at home, why would you buy pants? Seriously. There's no reason to spend money on
slacks. But you already got stuff in your closet.
And, no. Yeah, but why? Oh, there's your argument. Why then do they sell clothes? Because we get tired of the clothes in our closet.
Oh, well,
Buy clothes because we want to look good. And we want to look like we're in fashion. So we only have to look like we're in fashion from the waist up.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, Megan and, Harry.
Yeah.
Over at Netflix. So what are they going to do?
So it's a multi-year deal.
Yeah, sure. A lot of money.
They'll make documentaries. Feature. Yeah. Well, they needed to have work.
Well, yeah, they do need work.
some form of income.
Yeah, because their income dries up in April
lifestyle.
Or May or something like that.
They'll make documentaries, feature films, scripted television shows, and children's series.
Well, good on them. Blah, blah.
Yeah, they're probably going to be pretty darn good. That's just my guess. But still, I don't know.
Really? Tiger King good? Because come on now. I don't know if Netflix is going to be able to top Tiger King. Give me a break.
I can't believe... don't even get me started on Tiger King. No.
Train wrecks, man. We're drawn to them. Like a moth to the flame. Like a lightning bug to the jar.
Gosh. So Marie Osmond is leaving it all up to the talk.
Oh, the talk. Was she on the talk? I didn't even know she was on the talk. Huh.
So her exit from the CBS daytime talk show comes 1 year after she took over from former co-host.
She's been on it for a year?
Yeah, wow. She took over for Sarah Gilbert.
Yeah, well, I knew Sarah Gilbert left, but I didn't really realize who took over for her.
So I guess it kind of stimulated. I guess she was looking to stimulate her career.
I'm curious. Are they doing these shows by Zoom? They have to be doing these shows by Zoom.
Sure. I don't know.
I know they do. They do The Kitchen. That's the only ensemble show that I watch. Just turn off her screen. They don't need her. She's gone. Just shut down her Zoom screen.
That's right.
We can do without her.
Sure.
Is Julie Chen still on that show? Or did she get ousted whenever her hubby got... what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't watch it.
Charged.
Charged.
When her hubby got charged and fired. Anyway.
And because she has time now.
Yeah, she's got time.
Because she and her husband just dropped off their last two kids at college. And her family empty nesters after almost 40 years.
Wow.
So, well, you know, she's bored.
She's bored. Bored. You know who's not bored and not an empty nester is Halle Berry.
Can't you try harder?
No, I can't. I'm just, it's the 3rd of September, a day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, because that was the day that my daddy died. Anyway, so there you go. Well, enough. Pumpkin spice be damned. We'll be back tomorrow.
You're wearing a pumpkin spice color shirt.
Shut up.
Today.
I didn't want to bring that up. You brought that up. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.